And he said, this is not something, the gospel is not just brand new. It was promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. And that means that if you go back into the Old Testament, that you'll find out that it was promised all the way through the Old Testament. And it is a message that God loves. That's good news, that God loves mankind and that God today is saving mankind. What a wonderful thing that it is. It brings you into a love relation. And we're going to see in this epistle that salvation is a love affair. He loved us, and we love him because he first loved us. And whom having not seen, we love, Simon Peter said. And Paul made it very personal. He said, he loved me, and he gave himself for me. How wonderful. Now we come here to that which some have put in a parenthesis. But it's one of the greatest statements that we have here. And we're told what the gospel is that was promised in the Holy Scriptures. It's concerning his son, Jesus Christ. And the word concerning is the little preposition peri. And you have that in periscope or perimeter. And it just means that which encircles. The gospel is all about Jesus Christ. It's what he's done. It's his work. And it's concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You have his full title here. He's the Son of God, and he's Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is his wonderful name. It's what he's done. We hear a great deal. Liberalism has talked for years about what we need is to have the religion of Jesus. Well, he had no religion. He didn't need one. He was God. What we need today is to have a religion that's about Jesus. All about him, surrounds him. It's what he's done. Jesus Christ, actually, he was God. He cannot worship. He is to be worshiped. Somebody says, but he prayed. Well, he took a place, actually, of humanity, and he did that for your sake and my sake. And when he prayed, he did it as a means of accommodation. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean simply this. You remember at the grave of Lazarus? It says Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by and said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. That's John 11:41 and 42. My friend, he prayed for your benefit and my benefit today to help our faith. But he is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, will you notice, we have something else wonderful that's said about him here. He is of the seed of David, according to the flesh. That's the humanity of Jesus. And he's declared not to be, because he always was. He's declared the Son of God with power. You see, what happened was that the resurrection did not make him the Son of God. It just revealed what he was. And here we have that same word, horizon, that we've had before. And he's declared, he's horizon, the Son of God. We have the perfect humanity of Christ here and the perfect deity of Christ here. And the oldest creed in the church said he's very man of very man and he's very God of very God. And Paul said it before the creed said it, my friend. Here it is here. And he's not any more man because he's God, and he's not any less God because he's man. He is the theanthropic person. He's the God-man. Now, it's according to the Spirit of holiness. Now, I personally believe here the reference is to the Holy Spirit. I think that you have the Trinity set before us here. I think that you have here the Trinity. It's concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. And he's the Son of God, declared to be with power according to the Spirit of holiness. And you have the Holy Spirit here, and it's by the resurrection from the dead. May I say to you, the resurrection proves everything. It is that which sets him forth here as the Son of God. The resurrection, I think it proves something, and it sets him forth. Now, will you notice that we have the Trinity set before us? We have the deity of Christ set before us. We have the virgin birth set before us. He's of the seed of David according to the flesh. And that's the reason that you have two genealogies. One genealogy is in Matthew. That's a Joseph. He got the legal title from Joseph. But I want to tell you, he got the blood title from Mary, because he's in the line of Mary, and that's her genealogy. That's in the Gospel of Luke. He is the God-man. There are those that say Paul never taught the virgin birth. I'd like to know what you have here if this is not the virgin birth.